Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on 2 purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit Dicks.com/scorecardplus for details.
Hey, if you've suffered an injury in an accident and would like a free case review, make sure you call the super team at Daspit Law Firm. Free consultations are available 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Dial 713-322-HURT. That's 713-322-HURT. Or you can go to the website, DaspitLaw.com.
Conversation continues on the bench on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
All right, welcome back. John and Lance here with you, looking at these games this weekend. Five Star gave us Seattle yesterday. Five Star likes Seattle. They're down to 9.5 right now. He likes Seattle to keep it close. Seattle's...
They've been pretty good at it.
Yep. The 49ers are a juggernaut. It'll be interesting to see if the youngster can handle it. He's been able to handle it all so far, Brock Purdy. It'll be interesting. And watching his highlights, you know, we talk about, oh, you got to make pro throws. These are, you know, you don't have these open. I'm seeing a lot of 49ers running free. Okay? That was, you know, in large part, Pat Mahomes has had a lot of success because he's had unbelievable receivers that look that are wide open, especially Tariq. Right?
Careful now. Chiefs fans don't like hearing that Pat Mahomes is just not the magician who can.
Well, he is, though. He is. I will give him that. But he's also had a lot of guys open.
Wide open.
Wide open.
Yeah.
And so does Brock Purdy.
Yeah.
You see I mean.
That scheme is phenomenal.
You saw it.
Gary Kubiak used to have Owen Daniels running post routes and be wide open. Like, you know, you create stress on safeties. They have to figure out where they're supposed to be.
Did you see which parody? I think it was the 70s guy who in the
Super 70 Sports
in the championship game, Stetson Bennett threw to wide open McConkey.
No, and who was it
that did it?
That was Ballsack.
Ballsack did it. He's wide open, and Ballsack says, how many NFL quarterbacks can make this throw?
Yeah.
And it was like, and everybody fell for it. Everyone? 64?
So the two accounts you cannot fall for are three-year Letterman, and because that's a parody account, and Ballsack Sports. You cannot fall for these things.
No.
That was a great one.
It was
because people bid on that.
Oh, my God. They all did. It was unbelievable how many people bid on that. But. It's true, and we say, oh, that's you know, you're not going to see that in the NFL. We're seeing that in the NFL.
Once while you
and if you play the Texans and Lovey's zone defense, you got guys that don't have anybody 5, 6, 7 yards from you.
Yeah, you can make some throws.
You can, you know, you're making those, and Brock Purdy's been making those throws. If, in fact, Seattle is going to be a little bit tighter defensively, you know, there's a chance that the youngster is going to have a problem. And oh, by the way, Seattle's got some weapons.
Yeah, but Seattle hasn't been good enough defensively. That's why I don't know how they stop the run. Like, I don't know how. To me, so that offense is based heavily on play action. Because when you have play action and you can run the ball, then safeties get sucked up. And that's how they end up. You end up getting wide open guys because the missteps by linebackers creates levels over the linebacker between safeties, and then you've got deep, so the safeties are forced to play either intermediate or deep, and it's brilliant. It's what Gary Kubiak, but all his stuff was done on outside zone. They mix it up a little bit with San Francisco, but if you can't stop the run, you can't beat San Francisco. You have to be able to stop their run so that the play action doesn't have the same impact on you, and I don't know. I think Seattle can stay in a shootout if they get in one, shoot out with San Francisco?
Seattle can control the ball, though. Seattle can run the ball,
and they've got controlled passing with Lockett from time to time too. Like, they have shown that they can have extended drives,
and they've got an explosive. Got
to be touchdowns, so cannot kick field goals.
No, No. But Seattle jumps out early. It's a 10-point game in the NFL, especially in the playoffs, is a big number. It's down to 9.5 now. Maybe people have been jumping all over Seattle, and maybe it was sharp money that's been jumping on Seattle. So watch yourself, Julian. Watch yourself. You know, with your little, San Francisco is the greatest
team. But do you think
team.
It's – you got to watch yourself for the spread or for actually losing?
No, just the spread.
Yeah, I was going to say.
Just the spread.
Like, yeah, watch yourself. You may not cover, Julian.
Yeah, Julian. So watch yourself. The Jags and the Chargers. The Chargers are 2.5-point favorites on the road against Jacksonville. But other people are saying this is Brandon Staley is – his job is on the line here.
I don't think his job's on the line, but I also am not sure that you can make them the favorite against Jacksonville. How are you making them the favorite?
When if you're the Chargers- just going by, listen, if you're just going by this last game against Tennessee, I could see it. Now, it's a different deal playing Tennessee because of Derrick Henry. It's a whole – I mean, they'll control the ball, all of those things. Justin Herbert, that's all they do is fling the ball around. I mean, Justin Herbert, I think had – did he lead the league or he was second in the league in completions this year? Holy crap. And he's another one, just like Brady. A lot of completions and not a lot of touchdowns.
Yeah, which is a concern.
It's
for
a
me.
Ball. It's a passing ball control offense. Yeah,
25 touchdowns. He threw for 4,700 yards and 25 touchdowns.
Well, yeah,
man, that's
low.
I mean, usually you're in the mid 30s at 4,700 yards. I would say that I was hoping actually that Herbert would take a step forward beyond last year. I don't think he's that much better than last year, honestly. And which is good. But I think Trevor Lawrence right now is kind of. Got a certain level of confidence. You've got a very difficult running back to deal with in Etienne because he can have an impact catching a ball or running a ball. Jacksonville's defense has been
and they've been
better
playing,
in
other
general.
Than the Tennessee game, they've been playing great.
I don't believe in the Chargers. I don't believe you're going from West Coast all the way to the East Coast. So you got that. You're traveling three time zones. I just honestly, and the Chargers haven't shown me that they're a team that can get over the hump. I like Jacksonville here. I like Jacksonville to win this game.
Well, I can say, but listen, Jacksonville and Trevor Lawrence in particular, other than that, you take that Tennessee game out, you can't take it out because obviously they played it, but they're playing as well as anybody. Trevor Lawrence was playing as well as everybody, every quarterback in the league over the last 5 weeks.
Yeah.
Yeah. So this is the spot. I think everybody's looking at the
from
Chargers.
From a handicapping standpoint, I'll definitely take Jacksonville plus a point.
Yeah, absolutely. At home, absolutely.
And it's a nice game.
With the rabid fans that they
rabid
have.
Rabid Jacksonville. They're known for
they're
filling
even,
out
I
that.
Don't think they're even going to tarp the upper deck this time. I don't know.
Well, they probably maybe. Will. But what if you have people up there and they're, you know, like you have the flag when you have the American flag and you're shaking it before the national anthem?
Right.
What if people are shaking that tarp all game long, making it look like the stands are moving?
There's something.
Or what if they go get some good Aggies and they say, "Hey Aggies, listen, we know you guys stand up and make a lot of noise throughout the game.
Yeah.
Do you think you could come fill up our upper deck and maybe sway and do that stuff? You can do varsity horns.
Can you
can do all
yourself?
That stuff.
Can you grab yourself?
Yeah. Can you do all the stuff that you do? We'd like some. Get a couple busfuls of good Aggies who make a lot of noise. Not sit down Longhorn fans. Stand up Aggie fans.
Right. Right. Not T-shirt fans.
Yeah. Not T-shirt. We don't want T-shirt fans. We want hardcore Jacksonville fans who are not Jacksonville fans, but still will.
Yeah.
Like, do they have any Aggies? Christian Kirk.
Oh, yeah.
Can you come cheer for Christian Kirk?
See, that's one of your.
That's your angle.
He's not a former Ag. No, he's an
once
Aggie.
Once an Ag, always an Ag.
Always an Ag.
Bring some Aggies there. They'll stand up. They'll
Why
make
do the
noise.
Aggies have to go? Couldn't
they?
Like,
because they
isn't
stand
Florida
up and make.
Closer where they could do the chop the whole game? Isn't, yeah,
they don't.
Isn't
maybe
the
you
university,
could get Clemson
isn't the university right there?
Yeah, it is. But do you have any Gators on that team? Probably, I would think. Do you have – what about Clemson fans? Can't you get some Clemson fans to come?
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
Hey, remember that guy you love so much at quarterback? Yeah. Why don't you come cheer
Trevor
for him?
Trevor Lawrence and Etienne, both of them?
Wow.
Wow.
Wow. Guys, how are we not cheering?
Wow.
How are we not here? Wow. Hey, by the way, Hatchet
sounded
Man
like
hit.
Hatchet Man.
Hatchet Man hit on.
He did hit
on Georgia money line.
He did.
He hit.
He was
easily easy winner.
No, I mean, no. Next time, you don't think he's going to be bragging about
easy
that?
Easy winner. You no, I would imagine
he's going to be bragging about that. Dolphins and Bills. You're scared of it.
Nah. The more I think about it, I'm like, I think the Dolphins may win by 30.
Yeah. This is.
I mean, Skylar Thompson. They just can't move the ball. I don't know.
It ain't Georgia TCU, but with Skylar Thompson at the
helm. It could be the NFL version of Georgia. Could see something like 34-3.
Could you? Okay, now you got a prop.
I think
here.
Buffalo is going to be really focused on getting to a Super Bowl this year.
How about Buffalo minus? Let's go Buffalo minus. Here, let's see what kind of odds we can get. Okay. Buffalo minus 25. It's plus. It's only plus 320.
Oh, that's pretty good. Plus 320 for minus 25.
Minus
25. They could easily win 28-0.
Yeah. What about Bills minus 28? Minus 28 is plus 440. That's four touchdowns. They can win by four touchdowns, right?
Yeah.
That's all the Dolphins do have to do, though, is score.
Got how that? Are they going to score, though? Alternate lines or something?
How are they going to? Yeah, alternate lines. Yeah. That's on MyBookie. MyBookie.ag, promo code BET975. That's what it's on. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think that's that could be the way to go. Is betting like my buddy did, got 30-1 on Georgia minus 40. It was minus 42. They had to win by 43, and he got 30-1, won 3,000. Mm. Baltimore and Cincinnati. Baltimore without, and Lamar hasn't practiced. It doesn't look good. Baltimore's up to 9.5. Now, this is the third time that they're playing.
Yeah, Cincinnati. It's the third time they're playing, but I guess it's Huntley and not going to be Anthony Brown. The larger problem here is that Lamar Jackson has missed so many games, and he says his knee remains unstable. This is the concern about a little more slightly built quarterbacks, and Lamar's more slightly built.
Although he did put on 25 this year.
Yeah, that was what they said. I don't know if he still carries that, but he's a little more slightly built. But anybody who makes their living running, and he did not get hurt running. He got hurt trying to leave the pocket when he was about to get sacked. But the question is, how quickly can you bounce back? Like when they early in their career. Now these are giants, but Ben Roethlisberger, Cam Newton, these guys really stayed healthy for a long time despite taking big hits. Josh Allen, but those are enormous quarterbacks. I'm just saying this because the Texans have a quarterback question to answer, and that's the big concern about guys who are not, you know, who are a little bit slightly built is, do they have the ability to come back from injury? Not only do they get injured, and are they able to come back from injury? It's a long injury for Lamar Jackson. Yeah. He said it's more serious than they thought, and he's not playing Sunday.
Not playing.
So they'll go out.
It's a big number, though. It's a big number.
They're
going to
go out this week. They're going to go out this week, and the Ravens have a big decision ahead of them.
Big problem.
Because you don't know that Lamar even wants to be there. You think Jets end up with Lamar? There's some talk about the Jets taking a crack at him.
What do you do if you're Baltimore, though? You gotta have him.
But Lamar doesn't have to. Well, yes, actually, you're right. They'll just franchise him.
Yeah.
Yeah, he ain't going anywhere. They'll franchise him.
No way. They see what they are without him.
Yeah. I hope Lamar doesn't do any, like, if you franchise me, I'm going to get injured.
Yeah.
And sit out. Like, I hope he doesn't do that.
Giants and Vikings. It's so.
I'll tell you what, man. You have to put your eggs in a Kirk Cousins wins a playoff basket. You remember when they moved forward and it was Case Keenum. It wasn't Kirk Cousins. Remember when it was Case Keenum?
Well, Kirk Cousins did win in New Orleans, though. Remember, he won a playoff game in New Orleans.
Yeah, and that was the big exercise the demons game. Yeah.
Kirk Cousins
won late,
a playoff game.
A touchdown late, a little fade to the left part of the end zone. I remember. Yeah.
To the tight end.
It was big for me.
And it was actually, he pushed off, you remember?
It was the tight end. Yeah, it was Rudolph.
Yeah.
So I'm gonna go with the Vikings in this spot. I'm going to go with the Vikings in this spot.
The Giants are a live dog, though.
But I do think the Giants are a live dog. But you got to have a big game from Saquon. I don't think Danny Dimes can do it on his own. I think you got to have Saquon's got to have a near 100-yard game. I think he needs to have a good one. I'm cheering for him because T-Mac, the special teams coach there, is from Houston. Really great dude. And I'm cheering for them. But I'm going to lean toward Minnesota.
No.
But, man, it makes me nervous because I just don't know that, like, I can't trust Minnesota. Last time Minnesota beat them, they needed a 62-yard field goal. Remember that? And Minnesota barely got by the Jets. This is at home, by the way.
Yeah.
So Minnesota, it's not like they've been just – and they fall apart. They fall apart, too, which is the problem.
Yep. All right. And then there's the South Oklahoma Tampa Bay game. By the way, it was the joke, is that Dallas isn't even in Texas.
Oh, was that the joke?
That's the joke.
Oh, okay.
That Dallas is South Oklahoma. So, no one cares about that game. Monday night game. We'll talk about it. If we have to, we'll talk about it Monday, but it just makes me puke. It's time for you to talk about your patio.
Yeah, and Texas Custom Patio, they've been family-owned. I didn't know they've been in business since 2004. That must have been just at the very, very outset. But then again, I mean, I found them on the internet. I reached out to Twitter, and somebody said, hey, check out Texas Custom Patios. A lot of people had different names of places, and I looked at it, and I was never very excited about anything that I saw until I saw the work that Texas Custom Patios was doing. And I was like, oh, my gosh, this is – no one is even close to this. Now, they'll do – I'm not a pergola guy, but they'll do pergolas. They do screened-in porches. They do sunrooms. They'll do room additions. They don't – I mean, that's not their – the main thing they like to do is outdoor living spaces, outdoor kitchens, fire pits, fireplaces. They also are building swimming pools now, and including pool houses. So when you go to the website, TexasCustomPatios.com, you'll be able to see all the different things that they've been able to do, all the different projects from start to finish. You can see the before and afters. And to this day on social media, on my Facebook page, my before and after of my backyard then and backyard after Texas Custom Patios is the most engagement I've ever seen, because so many people get excited about the potential for their home to look like that. And it's true. Your home really can look like that. Go dream a little bit. Go to TexasCustomPatios.com, and I can tell you they can turn that into a reality for you. Live your best life, TexasCustomPatios.com.
This is The Bench. The Bench on ESPN 97.5. On ESPN 97.5. The Kings are on the air. This is The Bench with John Granato and Lance Erline on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. From the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John and Lance.
All right, welcome back. ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. Couple of, how about Charles White? Just 64 years old, apparently he had cancer, and Charles White, the Heisman Trophy winner. Charles White was that run, a USC with running backs from OJ to Charles White to Marcus Allen to, I mean, it was that run was tremendous at USC. And that's when running backs won the Heisman.
Yeah.
Back in the day. It was, and just at 64 years old, Charles White, and he died of cancer. But Lisa Marie Presley, 54 years old.
Well, did you see when her dad died and Elvis died and, her dad, her grandfather, did you see? They died in their 40s. It runs in her family. She's got a really bad heart situation in her family. Of course, people are like, oh, vaccine.
Vaccine
did it.
Elvis might have taken the vaccine.
Or congenital, you don't know. Or congenital heart issues that run in the family. Right. But, you know.
But immediately it's vaccine.
We avoid.
Vaccine.
Must have been vaccine.
Well, we just saw her 2 days ago at the Golden Globes. She was there with her mom.
Right.
Yeah. And taking pictures with the boy, the Elvis boy. Yeah.
Well, I think congenital heart stuff like that hits you like that.
Yeah. What a sad life she lived, too. She was married 4 times.
Wait, did she die?
Yeah.
Oh, I thought she was in the hospital yesterday. Last I saw,
no, she died.
Oh my gosh!
I didn't
realize she had died.
And she lived in just a couple of years ago. Her son committed suicide on his birthday.
Yeah,
that was. I mean, she's lit up. Priscilla Presley has had a lot of tragedy in her life.
Yeah, a lot. If you guys have heart issues, anything that runs in your family, that's why it's so important to have your family health stuff. I've got some stuff in my family's background that I needed to know about in terms of AFib and, you know, my grandma with her colon cancer. And so it's always very important, man. Find out your family's and if you're young right now listening, it's never too early to know what your family's history is. If there's heart, if there's, you know, your blood pressure, whatever, eventually it'll potentially rear its head with you. So the sooner you know, the better off you're going to be. Who's the last non-quarterback Heisman winner? You don't have to go too far.
The last non-quarterback Heisman winner.
You may forget him because it was COVID year. He was incredible.
I'm blanking.
It's especially like over the last 2 years of the COVID stuff. Devontae Smith.
Oh, yeah.
Yep. Devontae Smith, and then before that, it was Derrick Henry in 15. Over the last 10 years, those are the only two. Caleb, Bryce, Devontae, Burrow, Kyler, Baker, Lamar, Derrick, Marcus, Mariota, Jameis Winston. Those are your last 10.
Mm-hmm.
Let's see how many of those guys are good NFL players. Are plus NFL players. Jameis Winston?
No.
Marcus Mariota?
No.
Derrick Henry?
Yep.
Lamar Jackson?
Yep.
Baker Mayfield?
Nope.
Kyler Murray?
Nope.
Joe Burrow?
Yep.
Devontae Smith?
Yep.
Bryce Young? We'll find out. Caleb Williams, we'll find out. So, of the last 10, only 8 are in the league. Here's your quarterbacks.
And half of them are good.
Here's your quarterbacks. Jameis, Mariota, Lamar, Burrow, Baker, Kyler.
Half of them are good, though.
Two of the five are good. Well, no. Non-quarterbacks are good.
Yeah.
Non-quarterbacks are good.
Well, no. But half of the guys that you mentioned were good because you only got 8 and 4 of them were good.
Right. But of the quarterback position,
right.
2 of 5, 40%.
Right.
How many were drafted first? Let's see. Jameis was drafted first. Baker was drafted first. Kyler was drafted first. Joe Burrow was drafted first. Of that group, 3 of the 4 fall into no category. Now you're putting Kyler there. He's in a level higher than Baker. Is he higher than Jameis?
Yeah.
Well, no. Well, you say so.
Who
now
would you rather
is
have?
His career? No, but has his career been better in his first 3 years than Jameis's first 3 years?
Did he throw 30 interceptions in a season?
No, he doesn't stay healthy long enough.
Well, there is that, but. No, he doesn't have. He's not projecting toward 30 interceptions.
Don't send a text where you go "wee" when he throws the ball.
He does that. That happens every time he throws the ball. Did you watch any of Jordan Spieth and Chris Kirk lead at the Sony Hawaiian Open? Have you been watching it?
I watched like the last 7 holes. That's it.
You didn't watch any of it. Harris English shot a 65.
Surprised me.
So
that surprised me that there was a player named Harris English. I had no idea.
You didn't know that?
No, I knew. I didn't know.
He looks like Harris English too.
He's definitely from Europe.
No, he's America.
What, but Harris English?
English, yeah, yeah.
Harris.
And, yeah, and
he's not from. He's not from, like.
He looks like he's Harris English too. He does.
He does look like.
Gotta
look at him.
He looks like. You know, he would have a sweater tied around his neck.
So he looks golfy?
Yeah, he's very
old school golfy, you mean?
Yeah. See, Jordan's not. Jordan's a...
Oh, yeah. Harris English is a golfer.
Yeah.
Harris English wears a sweater vest for sure. Like the vest jacket with no sleeves.
Yeah,
you wear it sometime.
I do that.
Yeah, I know.
What does it mean?
You're part of the community.
Well, I am. That community, I'm definitely in.
He's like, he could definitely live inside the loop.
Yep. Trevor Bauer has officially been released.
He's 33. Yeah. How long has this guy been around?
He's been around for a long time.
He has?
Yeah, you missed it.
He just doesn't win?
You missed his career. Yeah, he wins every twice maybe on the tour. Maybe.
Okay.
The Dodgers have officially released Trevor Bauer. Will he pitch this year in Major League Baseball?
That's a hard one.
The answer is no. My answer is no. You can't pick this guy up.
How can Deshaun Watson play?
And he doesn't.
Granted, one of them was more violent, I guess, based on the what we've heard in the pictures and all that. If we're just going off, Deshaun had more people, obviously. How does Deshaun get a guaranteed contract and Bauer doesn't play? And I'm not trying to put a cape on for Bauer to play. I'm just looking at the juxtaposition of what's happening with one player who has been accused of forcing women against their wills to do something, and another one who was physical in a quote-unquote rough sex association. And the reason I'm bringing this up is both of them are very talented. With Deshaun, we knew the talent would win out. And you don't have, like, there is no criminal charges.
Yeah.
there were criminal charges, but they were dropped against Trevor Bauer. Do you think a team – so you don't think a team will want to pick him up?
No.
So they had this conversation on – I was listening to Mad Dog Sports coming in, and their conversation about Bauer was, well, you know, everyone hates the Astros anyway. He'll probably end up with the Astros. The Astros don't have any interest in – number one, they don't have to have him. And number two, I don't think they have any interest
they
in
going – they caught so much from Roberto Osuna. They can't do this. They can't
and I don't think they – I think they're trying to get away from – I think they're trying to get away from being a – despised.
No, yeah. No, no. They don't want to be despised. Of course they don't. No, there's. I think there's zero chance that the Astros pick him up, especially with Hunter Brown.
The thought is
there.
It's going to be somebody like their thought, and I agree with this, is like Tampa or Miami. No, not as much fanfare.
Well, and that's the thing
not
about
as much
it. This
crowd.
Too, is football is so much more popular, and it's so much more of a position that you have to have that Deshaun, I think you'll put up with it. You'll take the
Trevor
heat.
Bauer, not a top 10 pitcher in Major League Baseball.
It's baseball as opposed to football.
But you have to have starting pitching too.
You have to have, but he's only once every 5 days. It's not like he's the face of your franchise like Deshaun is. You know, I mean, I mean
Justin Verlander. I mean, that's a really high end.
Was Justin the face of the fan franchise?
I don't know.
I think Altuve is the face of the franchise.
I don't know. We had so many of them. I don't know.
I think Altuve is the face of the franchise.
Well, you could have argued about Justin, at least. There was a conversation to be had. But it's also extraordinarily important, although I don't consider those two teams to be. I have a hard time believing that a player with his talent, that somebody is not going to say, let's just fade the fan, whatever, and pitch him. Let's get him because he's really, really talented.
I think this is too big a fade. And I just think that press conference. And listen, when you pick him up as an owner and a general manager – it's a stain on you. It's a stain on you and your legacy.
I'm curious about how...
It's a stain on the Astros picking up Osuna.
Well, think about this. So Eric Bieniemy has not gotten a head coaching job. And if you look into his background at all, there's some stuff with violence in his background. And it happened years ago. But I wonder if that's followed him around. Greg Berhalter just got... They got rid of him from the U.S. men's national team about something that happened in 1991. We may be at a place where now Deshaun is maybe the outlier. Maybe Deshaun is the outlier. Although we did know he was going to go to Atlanta before Cleveland came in with the late offer, but maybe Deshaun is the outlier. Maybe the guys who have stuff in their background now, Eric Bieniemy still coaches, but maybe there is going to be repercussions now for anything having to do with anything domestic or. Or if you've had violent backgrounds, maybe you are going to see, you know, some. It's strange to
unless
happen so far. Yeah, except Dana White.
Except Dana White.
And Dana White's punishment is going to be the way people think about him or whatever he said.
Well, and he lost his Slapfest television show.
Yeah.
Other than that, there's nothing. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Power Slap League. Yeah,
right,
Power Slap League, right. All right, 703-780-3776. When we come back,
he'll bring it back under a different executive producer.
When we come back, I think the politically correct police are out in full force, and we'll tell at USC, and we'll tell you why.
USC.
But first, we're going to talk about Craig DeCerf. He's politically correct.
He's just correct. He's just all correct. I mean, if you go to LanceZCars.com, you can see the different offers that they have right now. And I'll give you some heads up on what's going on right now in terms of some of the they're not specials, they're called programs. And I think these programs are okay. They switch every month. So if you don't like something that's going on right now, you'll find a new one. They got 3.9% APR for GMC Terrain vehicles for well-qualified buyers. The Buick SUV models are 3.9% APR and no payments for 90 days. So they've actually got a lot of vehicles in here where you don't have to make a payment for 90 full days. That's pretty cool right now. As you get ready for your tax season, or maybe you're waiting for your tax money to come in after you file. Of course, you haven't filed yet. So they do have some APR values and opportunities going on. But what I like to do is I like to get online or head on out to Angleton and actually find out what they have from a pricing standpoint with leases and purchase. I want to find out what the trade-in value is. I want to find out what my lease opportunities are because I'm big into leases. Some of you are big into purchases. I like having a new vehicle every, 3 years. And my wife does too, and that's why we do the leases. But whether it's a purchase or a lease, whether it's finance rate, trade-in value, customer service, my friends over at Gulf Coast Chevy Buick GMC are going to make sure that you are happy. And I can just tell you, I love speaking for them because this is one of the certainties that I've had over the last 20 years is knowing people will be happy with their car buying experience. Go to LanceZCars.com, start that car buying experience off. And if, when you're ready, you can head down to Angleton and get it knocked out and save thousands of dollars at Gulf Coast Chevy Buick GMC.
This is Ed Too Tall Jones, and you're listening to ESPN 97.5.
Houston Sports Radio, the preeminent NFL draft analyst. You found The Bench on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. From the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
See, I call this grown folks music. I like when you get some old R&B off the top because it's just kind of a grown folks Friday.
That's what we're about here today. 713-780-3776 is the number to join us here on ESPN 97.5. Lance, USC. It's interesting because words do hurt, right? Words have power.
Well, I found out that actually in this generation, they believe words are violence. Now, I've seen violence, and boy, I'd much rather have words than actual violence on me.
Right. Here's what the letter continued. Language can be powerful, and phrases such as going into the field or field work maybe have connotations for descendants of slavery and immigrant workers that are benign. USC will no longer use the word field. They will no longer use the word field. They will call it a practicum. The department specifically decided to remove the word field from its curriculum and replace it with practicum, according to this letter from Suzanne Dvorak-Peck, School of Social Work. It's critical. It's critical that we no longer say the word field, because it could have some type of oppressive connotation. USC says they are joining other universities across the nation and making changes to their institution to honor and acknowledge inclusion and reject white supremacy, anti-immigrant, and anti-blackness ideologies. Okay. Is there, RJ, since you're closest and we can get calls in here, does the word field offend you? Do you feel like you need some type of a security dog or something?
Security
dog.
What
is it called? What are they called? Protection dogs?
No, they're
emotional support
animals. Emotional support animals. There we go.
Support animal.
No.
You don't. What if I said, do you want to go to Folsom Field in Colorado?
Here's a dirty little secret, John.
Yeah.
And RJ can vouch for this. This is created by white folks.
It really is.
This is not, like, when I have conversations about this kind of stuff with black friends, they're always like, y'all have some people that are really, that we don't need them on the squad. Like, we really don't need, I said, I'm not trying to help you like that. Like, we don't need your people trying to help because they do the stupidest stuff.
It's USC.
Stop saying my people.
Yeah. Suzanne Dvorak-Peck. So there's a good indicator right there.
I don't know. That's the stupidest thing I've heard.
She wouldn't take her husband's name. So Karen, her name's Suzanne, not Karen. Dvorak-Peck.
Well, her name's on the School of Social Work.
Yeah. She said the change.
Is it a person? Well,
yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. See?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yep.
Oh, yeah. See?
Yep.
Yep. Suzanne Dvorak-Peck, School of Social Work, said the change was critical to support anti-racist social work and inclusivity.
It had to be done.
It's a really, really, really rich white woman. that's doing this.
It had to be. No, you had to do it because people had been hurt.
For RJ, it. You feel like maybe you're triggered by the word field at all?
Oh my God, human resources! Somebody just come in. Oh my God.
You think we should ask Laura?
You know, you have real issues that need to be addressed.
If I say the word field again, do you think maybe HR?
Think about this.
They will change that commercial so quick with David Gow. Yes, this time it was Granado.
This time it was Granado.
This time it was Granado.
Think about this. You have real stuff that needs to be worked on.
This is?
Real issues.
Oh, really?
No, not this. Not this. This is what makes you look bad and is embarrassing and makes people use something that's so outrageous like this. And you can use it against people that are trying to actually do, like, not do stupid stuff like this. This is so ridiculous. I can't believe you say, I couldn't have come up with that in a million years.
No, if I'd have said, name the word.
I thought the governor thing that the NBA did, where the governors and all the other sports leagues were like, this is stupid. We're not doing governors.
Yeah, right.
Only the NBA could bully people into doing that. A field, I mean, it's used in so many different ways. Mm-hmm. This is absolutely, this is just trying to, I don't care. What else now? What about David Culley, or can we do something with the Texans coaching search? I'm already out of Texans coaching search. Like, I'm off of that.
Yeah.
I'm already tired of that, and that's, everything's way better than what you just introduced.
What about this?
That's fine.
Kanye just married that.
Kanye married that?
Yeah.
What is that?
That is a person. Well, right. I said that.
I didn't know.
She's a Kim lookalike, actually.
Oh, yeah. That's right. He's been around. Yeah. But see, that didn't look like Kim to me.
A little bit.
She doesn't look like Kim.
I don't know.
Sensory
is
parts,
her name.
I mean.
Yeah, certain parts of her. I don't know. They only have a part showing her front. I don't know about if she's all the way looking like Kim.
I guarantee you.
Bianca Sensori.
See the front? Is that what you said?
That's all we saw was the front.
Sure you can find pictures.
I'm sure.
I'm surprised you have not already been in a full Google mode.
I haven't.
Trying to see the back.
I haven't. I'm surprised
you haven't already tried to see the back since you're a fan of the back.
No, I'm all I'm doing is saying that she's a Kim lookalike. Does she? Is she really? Wilson? No. Let us be the judge of that.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay. We'll judge it.
Let's see.
We'll find her Insta.
Okay. Find an Insta.
Let's all listen together as John discovers the back for the first time.
No, I can't tell. There's no pictures. There are no pictures.
Type her name and then Instagram.
I did. And then images.
No, type her name and Instagram and see what pops up. Yeah. Okay. She's got an Insta. You can't be looking like that and not have an Insta. Oh, I know. Well, go to all. Don't go to just images. Go to all. Go to our whole page and then get lost in the page for the next. I'll completely lose John for the next 30 minutes.
That is so
if she
not
does
true.
Have Kim tendencies.
No, that is so not
if
true.
If she has Kim Kardashian tendencies.
Uh-uh. I'm just saying. Listen.
What's her name again?
Bianca Sensori. Sensori. In the meantime, we'll get Chris in here and talk about the NFL draft. What do you say, Chris?
Hey, guys. How are y'all?
Good. How are you?
I couldn't agree with you more, Lance. It's that USC field thing is white folks trying too hard, man. And you know, I really gauge my racism thoughts on what Dell thinks. So I'd like for you guys to maybe poll Dell, maybe somebody shoot him a text and see what he thinks about this. But I had a question, Lance. I was reviewing a bunch of like NFL drafts yesterday, the mock drafts that they have. Where do some of these guys get this information from? I feel like they just take the biggest names in college football and then translate them over. Like I was listening to what you were saying the other day about the Brian Breesy kid, and I watched some tape on him, and he's got, like, super tight hips, and then Paris Johnson doesn't, like, drop step at all for pass protection. And then today I saw one on Yahoo Sports that has us drafting C.J. Stroud. It seems like they just put out the big names from the Power Fives and not do their research. How do these guys, I guess I'll hang up a list, but continue to stay in business with putting out players that are just five-star high school recruits but really are just, like, mediocre Power Five players? You know what I mean?
Well, it's groupthink. Like a lot of them either don't know what they're looking at or they just kind of groupthink it. I don't know. I have a hard time. Like if you really spend time, but you got to remember now, I'm doing this all the time. To be fair to Todd McShay, who does television stuff, who does college football games, like Todd has a group of people in Scouts Inc. who work under him, but Todd McShay is not, and I talked to Daniel Jeremiah, who I think is fantastic. But DJ's just getting the guys, and he's watching shorter amounts of clips because he also has Chargers. He's a color commentator for Chargers. And by the way, that's not a phrase anymore. Color commentator.
It's not?
No. That one has been, it's more game analyst.
Game analyst, yeah.
Yeah, which is understandable. Yeah. I don't think it's a racial thing. I think it's more like game analyst
color.
Is a better name.
You're adding color.
You're adding color, meaning like texture. But it's an old school phrase. Game analyst is actually probably a better term.
And it's probably more accurate.
It's more accurate. No. A game analyst is actually more, it's not a kind of a goofy nickname. It's game analyst is a better one. But anyway, so DJ is a game analyst for the Chargers. So a lot of these guys have not dug in super deep, but when you do, it's hard to, like, Miles Murphy is not a super explosive, twitchy guy. Brian Breesy is a guy who should be more towards the back end of the first half, early second. All I can say is, and Paris Johnson, I mean, to me, Paris Johnson does not look like the other guy. I compare guys against players I watched last year, the year before. He's not anywhere near that category. So all I can tell you, that's a really good question, Chris, and every year we laugh at some of the guys that are up there, and these are up there in ESPN. And then it just becomes groupthink because these guys haven't dug in on guys the way they need to. And it'll come down. You'll see players come down, and every year it's like this. The first mock draft, a lot of players are different places, and then, you know, they bump down over time when some of these guys talk to teams and things like that. I do my own work, but then I also talk to teams. And when I have an opinion, I have an opinion, and I don't really back off of it a whole lot, but it's hard not to. The groupthink is strong. Like, when you hear everyone saying they really – like, initially, when I watched Miles Murphy from Clemson, I'm like, dang, am I missing something? Because everyone's got Miles Murphy so high. Am I missing something? You kind of question yourself. And then and then I texted somebody, and they're like, no, you're seeing him right.
You going to be afraid at all to put Stroud number two?
I won't be. If I need, for a mock draft?
Yeah.
No, I won't be afraid to put him there. Would I pick him? I don't know if I would pick him. Am I afraid to put him there for the Texans? No. The Georgia game made it easier. I would not have told you that before the Georgia game. Georgia game's so good. And especially after Georgia smashed TCU. Now, Ohio State has guys who are getting a lot more guys getting drafted than TCU. But, man, what he did against Georgia. I watched Kelee Ringo, the corner. You know, Kelee Ringo he didn't have a great game against Ohio State, and he shut down Quentin Johnston.
I got him.
You got that?
Quentin Johnston got shut down against Kelee Ringo in Georgia. He had one catch for 3 yards. Marvin Harrison went off. So it matters. Beating Georgia like that is by the day matters. Not beating them, but
so
beating their defense.
You learned something too in watching. Watch the flashes, right?
Yeah, you have to watch flash. You have to. I learned that with.
And we have been critical of C.J. Stroud in that. He has not been consistent. He hasn't looked good in some games. I mean,
plays for a team where quarterbacks have not had
great success.
I mean, that's still a concern.
And he's had better wide receivers than anybody's had defensive backs.
Yep.
So he's had guys running
doesn't
open.
Doesn't have to throw into tight windows. Was thrown into space.
And yet he flashed.
Like, you have to – I made the mistake with Justin Herbert. I saw the flashes, and I wanted to give him the grade based on the flashes. And then I just said, I just can't. He hasn't improved enough from his sophomore year. Well, I should have graded the flashes. With Josh Allen, you should have graded the flashes. It's hard to know that because some guys, you grade the flash. You have to know are the flashes translatable. With C.J. Stroud, I would tell you, yeah, I think they may be. My grade on him is probably going to be a 65, which is a boomer bust grade. And interestingly enough, it's the same grade I had on Haskins. It's the same grade I had on Zach Wilson. I give it to guys that I'm concerned about but who have had really strong seasons. And I could make it a 67, which is an early starter and a good NFL starter, but a 65 gives me a little bit more leeway. A 64 is really what I think you're shooting for, which is a plus NFL starter. Like, a 64 would be a Kirk Cousins. I'm good with Kirk Cousins. I'd be good with Kirk Cousins. 64 is a good starter. A 63 is kind of a slightly above, maybe a Derek Carr. A 62 is an average NFL starter that you may eventually look to replace. Nothing special. 62 would be...
Davis Mills.
Davis Mills, 61. 61, low-end starter, quality backup. That's Davis Mills. It would be a 61. And I think that's what I gave him. A 61. A 62 would be right now Trevor Lawrence is right now where he is, he's more of a 63 right now, but he's gonna keep going up. I would say.
But you gave him a 60.
I gave him a 74.
74.
Yeah, I gave him potential to be a generational type quarterback. Right. Can't miss. Yeah.
All right, time for you now to talk about, speaking of can't miss, John Daspit.
John Daspit's can't miss. The work that he does with personal injury is can't miss. You can go to his website, DaspitLaw.com, and you can see. Actually, the video he's got, the other day, I think I meant to tell him this. I don't think I told him when we were talking. John Daspit's got a video where he's got his. That's his old hair. I've never seen him with the hair like that. Now he's got the hair kind of slicked back. I think he's a little sharper right now. He's living his best life right now. He's truly living his best life. But that's because he is so successful at helping to passionately pursue justice for the injured. And that's what he does. He used to work for Fulbright Jaworski, was very, very good there in what he did. He decided to go out and start working on his own. And has hired some of the best lawyers around the state of Texas to come work with them. So they've got a group. They field a lot of calls every single week and a lot of leads, and they work with a smaller amount because they want to make sure that you have a really strong case. And so they listen and they research, and then they are ready to fight. And if they need to take it to court, they will. They frequently win when it goes to court. A lot of people don't like even getting to court against John Daspit because they get W's. That's what they do. If you want to start the process, you can go online to DaspitLaw.com, and you can start a live chat to get started on a consultation. They're available 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. They are bilingual, so they can speak Spanish there as well. And you can also give them a call to get the process started, 713-322-HURT. That's 713-322-HURT. That's DaspitLaw.com.
Stay up to date with the latest innovations hitting the city of Houston by visiting InnovationMap.com or follow them on any of your social media platforms. Just search Innovation Map. Found the Bench on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. Now coming to you live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
What about some Jodeci coming back next time? Hit that.
I love her.
Celia Hepburn. Jodeci's not a her.
What?
Jodeci's not a her.
Jodeci?
No, Jodeci.
Oh.
Yeah.
Okay, so MLB.com really doesn't like the Astros, right? We've just decided.
Yeah, we've
they're right. Stupid. Yet, okay.
They're tired of the Astros.
They're tired. They're putting out daily. There's so far three of them are out. They have put out the top 10 relief pitchers in baseball, the top 10 right fielders in baseball, the top 10 center fielders in baseball. And Astros in each of them. Where do you think Ryan Pressly falls?
Sixth.
Correct. You heard this already.
Yeah, cheated.
You knew that. Do you know where Kyle Tucker falls? His best right fielders.
I don't know that one. I'll say third.
Nope. Aaron Judge is one. Hmm? Mookie Betts is two.
Okay.
Bryce Harper is three.
Okay, fourth?
Fourth.
All right, I'm fine. I would put him up against Harper, but that's fine.
Yeah. Hey, listen, Ronald Acuna is fifth. George Springer is sixth.
There's a lot of good right fielders.
Starling Marte, Teoscar Hernandez, Fernando Tatis Jr. is ninth.
Even though the Astros won a World Series, are you always going to harbor angst in your heart that Starling Marte is not an Astro?
Yes. Center fielders, they got Chaz at 10th. Yeah. Apparently not the strongest
now,
position.
Now, what now? 10th?
10th. Trout, Byron Buxton, Julio Rodriguez. I'm not sure I wouldn't take Rodriguez ahead of Buxton with the injuries. Brandon Nimmo, Michael Harris, who was great last year. Brian Reynolds, who is suspect in center. Cedric Mullins, Luis Robert, Mike Yastrzemski, Chaz McCormick.
Who's after Chaz?
They just have the top 10.
Wow.
Yeah.
I mean, he eventually became the everyday center fielder. That's strange to see him at 10 for a team that was openly talking about finding an outfielder.
Well, apparently not. Maybe it was us. Maybe it was. Because it was certainly us that was talking so much about Carlos Correa.
Maybe it was Jackie Goss.
Jackie.
It's probably Jackie.
He says a lot of stupid stuff on Twitter.
Yeah, that's probably
So, since the Astros really didn't offer Carlos Correa anything after November, they went 5-160 and then went ghosted him after that. Maybe the Astros, a long time before that, decided, you know what? We're going with Pena. And while we were talking about, hey, what center fielder are they going to get? they gotta go out and get a center fielder. They're like, we're good. We got Chaz, top 10 center fielder in baseball. Listen, that catch may propel Chaz to really, really nice heights. That one catch. You know, otherwise, how many people would even know who Chaz McCormick is? Chaz McCormick was a platoon guy up until the last month and a half of the season.
We knew him.
We knew him.
He had some good at-bats, too. But when he went up,
Major League fans,
I am never going to forget the way he went up. The focus he had, knowing he's going to crash in, but understanding where the wall was, he went up, elevated, grabbed it through contact.
Well, landed he grabbed it with his other hand.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Right. He's left hand. So he grabbed it with the other hand, fell to the practicum, and then just stayed on the practicum there in the, what is it called? The warning track practicum, on the practicum. And he just stayed there for a while.
Right.
And then when he got up, it's the famous, you know, like, it looks like an angel. Right. It looks like an angel had been there. They took a picture of it, and it was so, yeah, I'll never forget what he was able to do. Just laying in the practicum and just thinking, man, this guy may have just saved the World Series.
Right.
Well, I'm already practicing.
Yeah, I know you are.
Make sure.
What about Justin Tucker? Is he the best practicum goal kicker in the league?
Yeah, in the league or all time?
All time.
Nobody kicks. First of all, he's a consistent practicum goal kicker. He is a distance practicum goal kicker. He
is accurate practicum
goal kicker, and he is a clutch practicum goal kicker, without question. And I tell you what, and we're talking about quarterbacks a lot. I don't know why you bring up Justin, but another Justin Practicum. If you think about this,
Practicums.
Yeah, Justin Practicums. Yeah.
Right.
If you think about this, I don't love Ohio State quarterbacks in terms of what they've done so far. I do see, but Justin Practicums is a little bit different because I do see the ability for him to get better as a passer, and maybe CJ Stroud can do the same thing. Improve as a passer, or maybe CJ Stroud is coming in better than Justin Practicums as a field reader.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that's something to consider. This is going to work.
Dorks. I said give Chaz regular at-bats from early on. He seems like the type that really needs regular playing time.
I recall him saying, we need a new center fielder. That's my recollection.
No, Jack. Jackson, if that is your name. We heard you say, get that. Some gun off my practicum. That's what we heard.
Yeah.
That's what we heard. How about today? Do you know what champ of the day is?
Mm-mm.
Okay. It's the last segment of the Wheelhouse Boys. They pick one particular thing.
Oh, I like that.
Yeah. One thing.
That's one of my favorite segments.
I am predicting right now practicum will be champ of the day. It is a word I've never heard before today. No one's ever heard of that word.
No, I haven't either, and yet I've got to start using it because I don't want to offend anybody.
For those of anybody who wasn't,
and you can't pick and choose when to use it. A word is a word.
It's a word, and you have to say.
And Justin,
words are powerful.
Yeah, and they're violent, and you have to say Justin Practicums.
Right.
You
have to practicums. Right.
Yeah. Practicum goal. Yeah. I'm still early getting used to this.
So for those of you who didn't hear, you weren't here last segment.
Yeah, why don't you just tell that?
USC says that the word field is offensive, so no longer saying it. They're going to use the word practicum because field is offensive.
Yep.
has offended people.
And Fields.
And RJ's got an emotional support dog.
Also Fields.
Yeah. You know who's not offensive? You know who's awesome? Chastang Ford. I'm going there today. As a matter of fact, I just texted Justin from Chastang when he show up. I'm gonna grab my F-150 Lightning for the weekend. It's on me. I don't have my electricity set up yet at the house, but I'm driving it around this weekend, and I can't wait till I finish up the deal with them. And I know it's going to be the best deal that I can possibly get. They're going to do all of the things that need to be done with all of the rebates that I can possibly get with all the tax. I get tax implications. I get taxes off because it's an electric vehicle. I don't think I'll ever buy another vehicle from anyone else. And when you buy from Chastang Ford, you're going to feel the same way. No add-ons, no markups. They're going to work as hard as they possibly can to get you the best deal that they possibly can. They don't want to upsell you ever. They'll never do that because it's not what they want. What they want is you to get in at the price that you have that vehicle. And when you order from Chastang Ford, the experience is so easy, so wonderful. They're going to guide you through everything, but they're not going to say, oh, well, how about getting this? You need this on there. No, none of that. It never happens. What happens is, and it starts at the top with the Chastangs, Joe and Patrick, where they say, this is not how we go about business. While other dealerships are trying to add as much as they possibly can, they never do that at Chastang Ford. You will love that when you go to ChastangFord.com or you get to the dealership on 610 at Homestead, not Hempstead. I'll see you over there in just a little bit at Chastang Ford.
This is The Bench.
The Bench.
On ESPN 97.5.
The Bench!
Tell them again!
The Bench!
Stay tuned for more John and Lance coming up in a few minutes.
Can't wait!
Spring is sprung, and big savings are in full bloom at Menards. Visit Menards Garden Center for everything you need to get your garden growing. Choose from hundreds of beautiful, colorful flowers, lush trees and shrubs, and everything in between. Menards Garden Center is back in bloom. Stop in today to get your garden on. Check out fresh deals happening now at Menards.
Save big.